Hello and welcome back to Random Rambles. It is yet again another week. We've been off for a little while, but we are back yet again a little later than usual because I had to go to a meeting. But today I'm joined with just me and Maggie today.
Hello.
And today, we don't really... I brought the hat, but I decided against it because we already have things to talk about. Our spring breaks. We both traveled. We both did some cool things.
Yeah.
So we can talk about this a little bit. Where did you go?
I went to Missouri to see my sisters, which I haven't. Well, okay, I have two sisters in Missouri, but they live different places.
In Missouri?
Yeah, in Missouri, they're like 2 hours apart. So the first one that we picked up, my sister Tatum, I seen her like 2021. So not that far ago, but the other one, Michaela, I hadn't seen her since 2018.
Wow.
So we went to go see them, me and my other sister, my twin. We went to go see them. It was fun. Missouri is very hilly. Like, very hilly. Like, I don't know. I mean, I've been to Missouri before, but I was too young to understand, like, Indiana is very flat.
Yeah, Indiana, I've seen this meme. It's like, I think it was on my Pinterest one day, and it's like, this part of the United States, if you stand on a step stool, you can see the whole thing, which is just Indiana in a nutshell. I was in a very mountainy area as well. I was on the Mediterranean coast in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't expect it to be so mountainy. Like, at one point, I pulled out gum and just started chewing on it because we kept going up and down different altitudes of the mountains.
Right. Oh, my gosh. You went, like, everywhere.
Yeah,
like,
Where
all did you go?
Okay. Italy, from Milan to Barcelona. This was my trip. So, started in Italy. We were in a bit of France, but we went to Monaco, France. We stopped in Nice there. And then we went to Spain and we stopped in Barcelona.
So in the span of how many days?
9. And 2 of those days were traveling. Yesterday I got home at 4:30 in the morning, arrived to my house.
Yeah.
Because our flight was a silly little goober. The plane that we were supposed to fly on to get back to Indiana from Miami broke.
Oh,
we were supposed to board the plane at 8:40. We didn't board the plane till midnight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we had to board a completely different plane.
Yeah.
Because they weren't putting us on a broken one. But we did fly over the Bermuda Triangle on our way to Miami.
Okay, well, you're here.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
There was a ton of turbulence over it, though.
That's probably why a lot of people... I wonder how many planes actually fly through there on a regular daily basis.
Yeah. We got off the plane. My dad's like, you remember the really big turbulence on that flight? Because it was, like, the only turbulence we had on that flight.
Right.
Other than landing a little bit. He's like, that was the Bermuda Triangle. I'm like, wow.
Ooh, yeah, that's why... Ooh, that's crazy. Probably why a lot of planes don't make it through there.
I was like, oh, that's wild. Did you fly on a plane or did you drive?
No, we drove. It took us like 7 hours.
I don't know why I can't picture where Missouri is.
You go through Illinois to get to Missouri.
Illinois?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Illinois?
Okay. I pronounced the S. Sorry, guys.
You went through Illinois.
Illinois.
Was there a lot of noise there?
Okay.
It's okay. I do it as a joke. When I'm talking to people, I'll be like, Illinois. And as a joke, I'll go, Illinois. Just for the bit. Just because it's funny.
Yeah, but well.
Did last year in my English class, we did presentations, and there was a kid in my class who read a book that had it took place in Miami. The whole time, I don't know if he was being legitimate, like he thought it was how it's pronounced,
yeah,
but he was saying Miami.
Oh, okay.
The whole time. And we're all just sitting there, 'cause, like, the teachers, usually when we're doing presentations, our teachers' rules are like, don't laugh at them. It's disrespectful, basically. And our whole class is just trying to hold in our laughter. Like, that's not how you pronounce Miami. It's not Miami.
But oh, no.
We told it to him afterwards. He's like, oh.
No.
And we all laughed
about it. I would have been laughing. Yeah, no. It would have been over for me.
It's so hard not to laugh during certain presentations. Because there are some kids in my class who just do their presentations to just goof off.
Yeah. I was going to say, some people go up there to make people laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't.
It's so hard sometimes.
I don't like presentations.
I don't like sitting through them. Like, once I get mine done and over with, I'm like, okay, when are these going to be done?
Really? Because I like sitting and watching people do their presentations.
Well, some of them are boring.
I just don't like... Oh, yeah, that's true. But also, see, it's either, like, before I do mine, I'm, like, so nervous I'm not listening to anybody else. And then after, I'm just, like, I guess bored.
I've started signing up, like, the first person because we get extra credit for it. I'm like, first or second or third person for me.
Yeah.
And then I won't have to sit there and stress, and I get extra credit.
Hmm. I haven't had to do a presentation in forever, though.
I recently did one, but...
Ow. Oh, what was it about?
What was it about? Oh, it was about rock and roll. It was, like, I recorded it, and then we played it in class. But the one before that, I did it over a book I read.
Oh.
But that was last semester.
Oh, yeah. That one book that you were reading?
It's called Welcome to Night Vale.
Oh.
Not the book I was reading, because I did a different project for that. That one was something else. The whole possession stuff in it.
Yeah, that was a crazy book.
It was
from
wild.
What I've heard.
Like, the way they all died in the end, I'm like, no.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, you know that they died at the beginning of the book? Because the little girl who survived, she foreshadows it, kind of.
Okay.
It's like, oh, okay, you know what's going on here.
Yeah. But, I should read a book soon. Sometime.
What did you do in Missouri?
Oh, well, okay, so since they are, like, 2 hours apart and it took us, like, all day to get there, the first night we got my sister Tatum and we stayed in a hotel and then we just chatted it up with my sister and then we went to sleep. And then the second day we were there, we had to go get my other sister and then the car was not big enough. Yeah, so my sisters went to the hotel and then my grandparents went to go get my other sister. But where the hotel was, she was only like 30 minutes away.
Okay, that's not bad.
So, and then we just, once we got together, we went to go eat. And then they had a pool. So we got in the pool. But it was very weird. It was very bubbly, like suds. And like if you like splash water, it was very sudsy. Weird.
Wow.
Also, my sister said it tasted like Play-Doh.
What?
So, honestly, I don't know what that pool was made of, but we swam in it anyways.
Was it a saltwater pool? Not a chlorine pool?
It might have been. I don't know.
Okay. I touched... Well, the Mediterranean was freezing cold.
Oh,
put
yeah?
my foot in it.
Oh, yeah. Well, how was the weather? Was it, like, here?
It was... A handful of the days, it rained a bit. It was cloudy a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. But there was some good days of sun. We were in this little town called... It's five different towns. It's like a national park along the coast of Italy. Mm-hmm. It's called Cinque Terre. And it's so beautiful. But it rained like the whole day while we were there.
Oh.
And the last town we were in, it started to clear up. So we got some good pictures of... Because all the buildings there are so old. Like, there's buildings there that are older than our country.
Oh, wow.
And it's wild.
That is crazy.
There's some that are 2,000s of years old.
Yeah.
Dating back to... What time? Like, Roman... We saw, like, a Colosseum.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And they had... Because that was the day before Easter we saw it, and they were doing, like, bullfighting in it and stuff.
Right. Oh.
And we didn't go in because it cost money.
Yeah.
But it was still very beautiful.
Hmm. Yeah, that's really nice. I would love to go to over there.
Yeah.
Across the pond.
Across
whatever.
The pond.
Yeah.
I did run into British people. They're like real life Americans. Like, you know, everyone's like, yep.
Yeah.
it was funny.
Yeah. But. No, I want to go to Scotland. I don't know.
I want to go to England. Me and my dad are like, we got another trip we gotta do. We're gonna do it by ourselves. You start in London, you go down to Paris, through Switzerland, and back down to Rome in Italy.
Oh wow. Yeah, I would love to do that. It's so pretty over there. Just like pictures I've seen.
I want to go. I've been to Southern Europe. I want to go to Northern Europe now.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things I want to see.
Yeah, me too.
If I go to England, I want to go see Stonehenge.
Oh, wait. That's the one with the stones?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're like little. It's like a big circle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I want to go to Greece. Because, I mean, that's where my grandpa's from.
Our tour guide, after he dropped us off in Spain at the airport in Barcelona, mm-hmm. he was flying back to Athens.
Oh, that's really cool.
That's where he lives. He was originally from Spain, but his mm-hmm. wife is from Athens. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's from Athens. She's Greek,
mm-hmm.
and they live there.
Oh, I've also seen pictures. Very pretty there.
It is.
Yeah.
It's so pretty everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Everywhere over there is so pretty. And then the United States.
I really liked everywhere. The only place that I wasn't as big of a fan of was Barcelona.
How come?
The architecture was different than here, but it did still feel like a city that we would have here.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because the buildings and stuff weren't bright colored as mm-hmm. they were in Nice and as in they were in in Monaco.
Mm-hmm.
Nice is France. And what they were in the Cinque Terre villages.
Mm.
I would say the same thing with Milan. Milan, where we went, it was just like a very posh area.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still really cool. Really neat that I had the chance to do it.
Yeah. Do you have like jet lag? Because
I traveled for 28 hours straight on the way home. I mean, I went to bed at 8 last night.
Was, the time difference weird? Because you were, texting me at, 1 a.m. in the morning. And you're, having breakfast. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, I was doing Snapchat at 1 in the morning, leaving Italy now.
Yeah.
But...
I was like, oh my gosh, I'm sleeping.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I forgot about the time changes. But when we got there, we were only 5 hours ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But we were there during their daylight savings time. So we got bumped 6 hours ahead.
Oh.
And so we lost an hour of sleep on the day that we had the most activities.
Oh my.
Which was a guided tour through this park. And then we watched flamingo dancing. I like to call it flamingo.
What is that?
Dresses.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought you meant actual flamingos dancing.
No.
And I was like...
Flamingo dancing.
They choreographed that?
It was we went into the theater. I mean, there's a little...
Oh!
You see, their dresses? It was so cool.
That is really cool.
It was, an hour long. There was this weird part where it was just, the man dancing. It was just very awkward.
Because
he just stared into the audience, this is nice. And you could tell every time he turned around, he was making faces at the people behind them because they're all just cracking up.
That's amazing, actually.
It was crazy how they were all interacting with each other on stage.
Yeah.
Because there was people dancing, singing, and playing the guitar.
Oh, wow.
Everyone did a different thing.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've never heard of that before, though, but that is really cool.
The only time I heard it was from Mickey Mouse. And I'm like, so it's going to be like Mickey Mouse. Because it was pouring down rain that day. I'm like, are we watching this outside? Because in Mickey Mouse, it was outside. But
yeah. Mickey Mouse?
It was like the race car Mickey Mouse thing.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of race cars, in Monaco, we went to the track.
How was that?
My dad rushed us down a flight of stairs, and we saw the beginning of it. We didn't get to the really...
Oh, they were racing?
They weren't racing, no. We didn't get to the big part of the track, which is, we got to the area along the harbor. The harbor! That's what I kept saying as we were walking down. But it was, there's this, why can't I? Hairpin turn. It's the tightest turn in F1 racing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 45-minute walk there, and we didn't have the time.
Yeah.
So we didn't go.
Well, yeah, no. 45 minutes.
We could have taken a bus there.
Wouldn't that cost money, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We rode the metro in Barcelona.
Oh, do they have, like, different dollarage?
Yes, they have euros.
Yeah. Did you have to get some of those?
Mm-hmm. It was, they're really cool because of the coins.
Yeah.
Since they're, like, the United, like, nation, like, the European nation thing.
Yeah.
They, each coin, you can have, like, it says, like, 1 euro on it.
Mm.
Or, like, 5 cents. They have 1 cent, 2 cent coins, 5 cent coins, 10 cent coins, 20, 50 cents, and then they have a euro, and then they have 2 euro coins.
Okay, that's
and
a lot.
The backs of the coins, you could there's little designs uh-huh. which show like what country the coin's from. And one of my favorite ones is just like a guy's head and it says Luxembourg on it. Like, I like this one. It was a 50 cent euro. Like,
that's really cool.
That I kept.
That's really cool. Yeah, I would definitely start a collection.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm like, I gotta get every country.
Right. Yeah.
Gotta collect them all like Pokemon.
Yeah, no, I would do the same. Yeah.
Did you do anything other than swim?
Yeah, we played Cards Against Humanity, and then I won, of course. And
I'm terrible at the game.
And then we went to Walmart and got snacks, and then we played that, and then the next day, we went to the movies. We saw, I totally forgot. We went to the movies. We saw the Ghostbusters.
Was it good?
Yeah, I did like it. It was a good movie. Yeah, and it had, like, the original Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. I've never seen the original Ghostbusters. No, I haven't.
You gotta watch it. It's so good. I watched Beetlejuice on the plane.
Oh, I need to watch Beetlejuice.
You need to watch Beetlejuice.
I have a lot of stuff I need to watch.
It's so good.
Yeah, I want to watch, because that's like a classic. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that, except me, because
You need to watch Ghostbusters as well.
Yeah, I do need to watch, because, yeah.
I have the little Ghostbuster cartoons.
Yeah?
We have them in the car in my van, and there's this one episode that's the Sandman, and the Sandman is so scary. Like, his voice, he's like, I am the Sandman. I can't do it. My dad can do it well.
I don't know. But in the movie, they had the little marshmallow.
Yes.
But
the
they were little.
Marshmallow Man?
Yeah. It was very cute. They were, like, so little, and there was, like, so many of them. So cute. And the jokes were funny, I thought.
It was, like, the girl Ghostbusters mixed with the other ones, right?
Yes. Wait, what do you mean?
Never mind. I'm confusing myself.
I do like the girl Ghostbusters, though. I thought that was a very funny movie. A lot of people, I think, didn't like it, but I thought it was funny.
I thought it was good. Liked everyone that I've seen, to be honest.
Yeah. I think I just like it because of the cast. The cast was good.
Funny.
Yeah. And then that's pretty much it. We went to bed. But it was a fun time.
You guys should play Jack in the Box.
What is that?
It's like an online game. And you get these prompts, and you can do, like, write, like, funny things with it.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Everyone votes on which one they find the best,
mm-hmm.
which one they think is the funniest. And I bet you could play it online long distance with your sisters.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. I should try it.
Our legal ID.
Sorry, I was going to say something.
FMHG1 Indianapolis. I am Lorelai Smith, and you're listening to Random Rambles, and I am joined here with Maggie Kakaris.
Yeah.
We did it. Let's go. Anyways.
Yeah, that's it. And then I came home, and then the week after I got a car. That's pretty much my...
Is it a nice car?
It is nice. I'm sorry, I forgot to take a picture of the...
You should have sent me the car.
It's a nice car.
What kind? Is it a Toyota? Is it a Chevy?
It's a Nissan.
Okay.
Grandma, my dad.
I don't know why I asked that, because it literally tells me nothing.
No, that's like me when I ask about, like, oh, what breed is your dog? I don't know dog breeds.
I know the dog breeds fairly well. Like, I can tell a Dalmatian from a lab.
Well, yeah, I can too.
There were so many dogs in Europe, and some of the dogs had raincoats.
Oh,
they had raincoats. That's so cute.
Do you got a picture?
No, but I have a picture of a dog and a sunflower, like a little cone, you know, kind of thing. But it was like mm-hmm. a sunflower. Hold on. It was so cute.
Oh, that's a very... That's a cute dog.
Yeah.
That's very... Where was that at?
That was in Barcelona in the park.
Yeah, that's a cute dog. That was very white. They got a... Like, not dirty at all.
It was so cute. I also found a cat. I picked up a cat in Chicatere. And then I kissed it. And then my friend told me I was going to get rabies.
I was just about to say that. I was going to say, why did you pick up that cat?
It was a fairly well-groomed cat. It tried to run into the house before I grabbed it.
It's probably like the outside cat of the place.
It was so pretty. It was like guarding the restaurant by where it was sitting.
Yeah.
I'm picking you up. You're mine.
What color was it?
It was like a tabby kind of.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I love cats. I want a cat.
My friend told me at dinner that night I was going to get rabies, and then we went into possum facts.
Okay, that's fun. What are some of the possum facts?
You want to hear possum facts?
Yeah.
This is where we were cracking up laughing on the trip. So basically it started with, did you know, because we're talking about rabies, did you know possums are less likely to get rabies because of their blood temperature is lower than what you need for it to be for rabies? There's that.
I did not know that.
Possums can have up to 20 babies at a time.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
What else is there?
I'm going to look up a possum so I know exactly what you're...
What a possum is?
Well...
They're like little rats. They're like big rats.
I think... I know what a possum is. I just want to refresh my memory.
Yes. They look dirty, but they're actually very well groomed for the animals they are. They eat over... They eat over 5,000 ticks a year, which I personally like because I don't like ticks.
Yeah, I support that.
What else is there?
They're kind of scary.
They have one of the shortest gestation periods of mammals. Only, I think it's maybe 2 to 3 weeks that they're pregnant for. Wow. And they're also the only marsupial in the United States.
Wow.
And they're more closely related to a kangaroo than they are like a raccoon here.
You're joking. That is, they're kind of scary.
They're so cute.
No, if I saw one, outside, I think I would be scared.
Like when they have their mouth open, they look scary, but they're just walking along. They're so cute.
I guess so. I saw the babies are cute, but all babies are cute.
And once the babies, so basically they're born, they go into like the pouch and then they start riding along the back. And
they
once
have
they
a
fall
pouch?
Off, yeah, because they're marsupial.
Okay.
Marsupials have the pouch.
Oh, okay. I probably knew that somewhere in my brain.
Somewhere in the brain. Deep back in there. You have to reach back.
Yeah.
Oh, what do we got? It's like a Mary Poppins bag of the brain. What do we got in here?
No, for real. That is how my brain is. I just got some stuff in there. Random stuff.
And then sometimes your brain is just blank.
Yeah. Sometimes, or just got some music going up in there. You heard the JoJo Siwa's new song?
No, please, no.
It's been stuck in my head.
I don't want it in my head. No,
it's been stuck in my. It's actually bad, but actually, I've heard other people.
She's
sing
still
it.
Making music.
Yeah, I've heard other people sing it, and the lyrics itself are not bad. It's just JoJo Siwa, but. It's been stuck in my head because it's been all over my For You page.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it yet. And I haven't been online in days because I've been away.
And you know what she said? She was like, I know you guys don't like the song, but what has been stuck in your head for the past few days? And I said, dang it. She is so
right. It doesn't
mean
you have to like it. You don't have to like a song for it to be stuck in your head.
That's true.
Because there's this song from the show Over the Garden Wall that my dad does not like. And on the plane ride over, he had his earbuds in. I'm like, and he was playing a game, his headphones on. He's playing a game. I go, can I play the game? And I accidentally closed out of the game. And I go, you know what would be funny? Turning on potatoes and molasses.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turn it on. He's like, ah. He had it in his headphones like, the rest
That's
of the plane.
That's funny. That's amazing.
I was like, why would you do that? It was funny. He's like, I'm gonna throw you out of this plane if you don't be careful.
Oh my gosh, that is very funny.
But it was a fun trip.
I bet you went like everywhere. I'm trying to go on that trip. I'm
trying to figure out what else. Oh, my friend told me she didn't have jet lag when she was going to bed at midnight there. And I'm like, Kyler, do you even know what jet lag is? He's like, no. I'm like, it's when you try to sleep at your like kind of like your normal time. And she's like, well, I still don't have it. And then turned around.
That's funny.
And like when we were in France, our beds were like separated in the hotel. And we got back at the hotel one day and they'd pushed the beds together. We're like, what?
Why would they do that?
I don't know. We laughed about it though. But the other two countries we were in that we spent the nights at, we were rooming with two other people, but me and her always had like the mom and dad beds. So we were competing to be the room mom.
That's amazing.
I'm like, I'm going to be the room mom, Kyler. She's like, really? No, you're not. Because I set the alarm because we had these wake up calls each day. Mm-hmm. The wake up call was 7:15. I set my alarm for 6:45 the first day we were there. And then I reset it again because no one got up. I'm like, why isn't anyone getting up? Because I thought it was 6:45.
Yeah.
And she looked at me and goes, low, we were supposed to get up at 7:15. I was going to let you do it. I was going to let you have the alarm until you set the second one. Like, okay, you got me there. And she was like, how dare you? It was funny afterwards, though.
Yeah. Was that too early for them?
Yeah, because everyone else in my room were not morning people.
Like, oh.
I'm not a morning person, but I'll get up and I'll get going.
Yeah. I see. I would have put it for 6:30.
But the breakfast there was so good. Like, really? I got to run down and get this breakfast.
That's how me and my sister were at the hotels. Because, well, me and my twin. My other two sisters are not morning people.
Yeah.
But you know, we love a good breakfast, so.
Yeah. And I told them, I'm like, all you gotta do is get out of bed, put your clothes on, and then you're good. You're right. Not gonna fall back to sleep.
Right. Just at least get up.
That's how I work.
Like this morning, it was like 5:30 and I did not want to get up. And then I don't know. Like, I honestly don't know what gets me out of bed, but I just get up.
I got told, wake up, and I'm like, ugh. And then I sit there for a moment, and then I just roll out of bed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I am, too. Because I was like, should I go back to sleep? And then I just got up, and I was like, oh, yeah. But I do not like being woken up.
Mm-mm. At least in the night. Oh, I was also told I snored really loud. I was snoring aggressively when we were in France.
No way. Oh, my gosh.
It was funny.
That is funny. I don't think I snore.
Oh, we also had this waiter. He was amazing. When we were in Nice, we ate in like one of these back alleys, like a little restaurant, and we got some pasta and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this waiter, while we were ordering, he was just making fun of us the whole time.
Why? What?
But it was like nice. Yeah. He was like really cool, but he was like, because one of my friend Mary, she came and got her mom. So it was her mom, Mary, Kyler, me, and my dad. And Mary was like, I don't know what to eat, and put her hand to her chest. And he's like, what do you want to eat? Put his hand to his chest. It was funny.
That is funny. You got some funny people over there.
Mm-hmm. I only ran into, like, one rude person while I was there.
Really? Nobody tried to scam you? Take your money?
There was people, like, come around, like, can we have your money? But, like, you don't do that because then you're a target.
Right.
For the pickpocketers and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, nope. I'm not going to do that. No, you're not going to trick me like that, buddy.
You cannot have my money. Yeah. No, I think I would get tricked into it.
The only place that was big like that, like the other places had their like pickpockets, like every place did over there.
Mm-hmm.
But the place that was the biggest, I felt like, was Barcelona. But.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Sorry, I rambled about my trip too much.
No, what? Not. Honestly, no, you didn't.
Okay.
Because then we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
That's true.
And also, I wanted to hear, like, everything that you saw and, like, did.
I'm trying to think. What was it? Oh, the butler was cleaning the window, the princess's window in Monaco.
Yeah.
Like, we were standing there looking at the castle,
mm-hmm.
and this guy opens the window, and he's in, like, a suit and tie, and he just starts wiping the window. I'm like, it's the butler! I thought it was hilarious.
Like, butler, that's kind of crazy. I would love to see that. I think my mind would be blown.
Yeah. We saw the changing of the guard there.
Mm-hmm.
Like how what they is do that? It in New York. Not New York. In D.C., you know, when they changed the guards out.
Like
the Tomb of the Unknowns.
Yeah, but do they have... They have to do, like, a certain, like, I don't know, ritual? Not a ritual. Mm-hmm.
Just, like, aye. It was... They do it once a day, and we got there right at the time they were doing it, which was neat.
Mm-hmm. That is really cool.
Mm-hmm. And then some of the people on our trip were talking with the guards afterwards, and they were, like, really nice people. Because a lot of people there, they speak their first language, right? And then they know a bit of English.
Mm-hmm.
But... You go in the you go in place and you speak, like, you say bonjour or, like, hola, mm-hmm. and the people are nice to you. Like,
yeah.
It's when you go in and you're like, hello, how are you? Like, when you...
Yeah.
When you're, like,
I mean...
Stereotypical American.
Yeah.
That they get upset with you.
That would make sense. I would understand that.
Like, you come to my country and start speaking...
And then expect me to speak English.
Yeah. It's just kind of rude.
It really is. Mm-hmm.
Like, we're so entitled that we think we can just walk in and do that.
Yeah. Ugh, Americans.
No, but I spoke Spanish to a French person. And then, because I bought this, it was like a pecan tart. And I said, C to him on accident. Mm. And then after, I'm like, I'm so sorry, I took Spanish class. And afterwards I said merci, like, thank you. And then he said gracias.
that's funny.
And then I walked away laughing.
Yeah, I would too. I'm telling, like, the people there are funny from what you said.
Yeah. And we were in Monaco. In Monaco, it's like this small city, right? And it's in France. What? But it's not a part of France. It's its own country.
Oh, like a little country?
Yeah, it's okay. Tiny. That's just really along cool. The coast.
Yeah.
So, but they speak French there. Mm. And there was this lady I was buying ice cream from, and I was speaking French to her. And then my friend Kyler, she's like, because we hung out most of the trip, she's like, I'm pretty sure she spoke Italian.
Oh.
I'm like, great.
It's too many.
It was fun though, but that's a wrap for today's show. I picked a good song afterwards. It's called It's on like a trailer. I saw it on like an ad the other day. I've listened to the song before. It's called "Run the World." It's by Dayglow. I thought it fit well because we're talking about traveling,
right?
So, up next, "Run the World" by Dayglow, and I hope everyone tunes in next week. Thank you. Bye.